Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, and we are towards the end of Sif Beis. And let's just go back to where we ended off yesterday. Ve'ein Nosim Nashim, Ve'ein Osim in the Shulchan Aruch, second line. Ve'ein Nosim Nashim, Ve'ein Osim Sudas Erisim. So we saw yesterday that for a mitzvah, everything is okay in principle. Even marriage is okay if the woman who is, if the marriage is of a man who has yet to have children, then really in principle you could even have nisuin then. And the only reason we don't is because there's not a good mazel during that month. But now what about in general just getting married with a simcha? Okay? So comes the Shulchan Aruch and he says, Ve'ein nosim nashim. So barring the mitzvah aspect, so then it's actually that you can't go ahead and marry and have any suin with a woman. Although erisin's okay, because he says, Ve'ein osim sudas erisin. The erisin, the kiddushin, the party and the suda cannot be had. Aval la'areis below suda mutter, but to have kiddushin, that is okay without the suda. And afilu b'tisha b'av atzma mutter. Even on tisha b'av, you could have the actual legalized marriage of a rusin. Right? Nisuin is the full marriage. You bring her into your home. A rusin is just what legalizes it. The kinyan, known as kiddushin. Those Shanabet guys are going to be learning kiddushin next year, Mr. Shem. So when there's kiddushin, that's okay if that's all there is. Shalom yikad beno acher, so that someone else doesn't go in, come in and snatch your wife-to-be. And once it's kiddushin, then she's your wife, and she's only not your wife if there's a get. So that's okay. And then he goes on, Rama, and he says, and the minhag is not to even have a nisuin. That's the minhag olam, not to get married at all, even from Shiva Sabatamas and onward, Ad Achar Tisha B'Av, until after Tisha B'Av. Again, we've been talking now about from Rosh Chodesh Av. Now he's saying is the minhag is already from Shiva Sabatamas not to have any nisuin, so we don't go ahead and have our weddings, because nowadays we don't do Erusin separately. We do our Erusin, our Kiddushin, together with the nisuin, together with the chuppah. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes Vav, Ve'ein Nosim, Hainu Afilu below Suda. That is, even without the Suda, you can't have any suin from Rosh Chodesh Av. The Minisuin Bilvadika Simcha. Because by Nisuin alone, there is a Simcha. Ulahasir Gushaso. And to go ahead and have Nisuin with a woman that you divorced, Min HaNisuin, it means to go ahead and remarry with Nisuin someone who you divorced, Efshar Dishari. Now, someone you divorced from a full marriage to bring her back, that might be okay, because I guess that's not the same level of simcha, and that would be possibly okay to do, okay, even after the 9 days, the actual nisuin. Tes zayin, aval la'ares, but to have a rusin without the suda, that's okay during the 9 days. They rusin below suda like a simcha kogak. There's not so much simcha in the actual kiddushin, because you're not living with her. It's just the legal bond, the legal kinyan. You can go ahead and you can connect up via, you could have Tanayim, you could write the Tanayim. Again, we do all these things together, most of us. But today, the truth is, at sometimes at the engagement parties, in some circles, they actually write up a formal Tanayim, right? In fact, that's what you know, some people call the Erusin tonight. What does that mean, the Erusin? They're having the Erusin tonight. So there's no real Erusin. No one does Kiddushin, but they do Tanayim. People do have Tanayim before the wedding. Most have the minhag not to do that because Tanayim are very serious, because it's already sort of like a neder and it's a kinyan in order to agree. It's like an agreement to get married. So we basically save all three of these things, Tanayim, Erusin, right, which is Kiddushin, and Nisuin all together at our weddings, and Mitzvah Hashem by all of you, great tzaddikim, or not a Mitzvah Hashem by all of you, but by all of you who aren't already married. Okay. We'll be komakom. Suda aser lasos af ba'ofen ze va'afilu below rikudin u mecholos. He said, still a suda is aser to do even, okay, with the tanoim, and even without rikudin and mecholos. So you should not have any party if you're doing, let's say, the Tanayim during the 9 days. And even on Shabbos, during the 9 days, you should not have a Suda for this. We call it a Suda Seirusin. However, the minag, when you have the Tanayim, to have some you know, desserts and things like that during the Ksivas of Tanayim, lo mikri Suda, that's not considered a Suda. The Asal Asos Rikudin Umechalois Meshivasar V'tamuz V'elech Afilu below Erusin. This is the halachas, okay, of the 3 weeks here. You're not allowed to have any types of dancing and at all the parties during the 3 weeks already from Shivasa Batamas and onwards. Even if there is no Erusin, you can't have any of these types of parties. We move weiter. Yud Zayin Shalogi Kadmeno Acher. So Erusin is allowed. Why? Because there still is some simcha. So why do they allow that even? She says because Shalogi Kadmeno Acher. Because we don't want people to be able to. We don't want Reuven to have his wife snatched up by Shimon. Ritzol Omar. After Erusin Gam Ken Yesh Simcha Ksas. Even though there is some simcha. V'haya Lanu Lesor. And it would then be appropriate to aser even a Erusin during the 9 days. Akoponim. Okay, sorry. Akoponim. At least when? Minimally, they should aser it when? Not only the 9 days, but they should for sure aser it on Tisha B'Av. L'zeh amar de mutter. So he's saying that's why a Erusin is going to be mutter even on Tisha B'Av. Mitam, for the reason, shelo yikad menu acher, that Shlomi Fafel won't go ahead and snatch your wife to be. So therefore, you're allowed to go ahead and have kiddushin during not only 9 days, but even on Tisha B'Av. Then he goes on and he says, "Sivkan yudches benoagin lahachmir she'ein nosin." The minog is to be machmir, not to go ahead and have any weddings from when? From already Shiva Sabatamas, the 3 weeks. Hainu afilu misha lo kiyem piriyah v'viyah. Even as we said before, even one who has not been mekayim the mitzvah. And we said before, the Ramah said, that the tzorach mitzvah kol shari. Says, no. The minag, as we said, is not to have any nisuin, even from Shiva Sabatamas. Sifkaton yutes, she'ein noisim b'Shiva Sabatamas. Aval beirusin ain noagin lachmir. However, when it comes to erusin, there's no minhag to be machmir, and that would obviously our modern day erusin is only really the tanoim, as we said, because we don't really have kiddushin before. Tafilu sudas erusin mutilasos, and the sudas erusin is mutilasos. So you could have, let's say, an engagement party during the 3 weeks, okay, without singing and dancing, but you could have a sudas erusin. Let's say someone gets engaged, you can have a l'chaim, okay, even a sudas erusin, but the music and the dancing, okay, that's already problematic. Okay, so that's, again, that's what's noyeg to be done. People do get engaged during the, you know, during the 3 weeks, and they'll have some type of vort or l'chaim then, minus the dancing and singing and all that kind of stuff.